Okay, Sylvia is calling us from Bothell. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, several weeks ago, you talked about eye drops for slowing down or preventing cataracts. Could you
Yeah.
repeat that information?
Sure. This has been around for quite a while. Research by a Russian researcher who I think has moved to the United States since. What he found was that eye drops that contained this, and I'll spell it for you, N, capital N, dash acetyl, acetyl, carnosine, carnosine, which is an entirely natural molecule that's very safe to put into one's eyes. Drops containing that would sometimes eliminate an early cataract, and they almost always would stop it from progressing if it was early. It did not work when a person got past about the middle stage in cataracts, but if you could catch it early enough, you could control it or make it disappear. And nobody ever got hurt with these eye drops, and they're for sale in nearly all the health food stores at home, a dispensary, and your local compounding pharmacy under the trade name of CanC. Imagine that, CanC.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. And then I had another thing about I turned my radio off just and I got on the phone and you said something about a vitamin B, but I didn't catch it for glaucoma. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is early research, only published about 3 or 4 months ago, but even the New England Journal of Medicine praised the other medical journal for printing it. So I think there's really something to it. The B vitamin is vitamin B3, but it's the niacinamide form, not niacin, but niacinamide. And if one wanted to try that, it's quite safe for adults to use at least 1,000 milligrams a couple times a day. And many adults use it 3 times a day because that helps prevent joint replacement therapy, but probably twice a day and see what happens to marginal intraocular pressure. It can't hurt, that's a good point. And according to all this research, it should help.
All right. Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye-bye.